Welcome everybody. Shir number 1292, and the writing is shir number 444. Getting back to the halachas of brachas. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about various different items in the middle of a meal, when you have to make a bracha, when you don't have to make a bracha. Okay, so then previously we spoke about the halachas of cake and cookies made out of the five grains, like regular wheat, right? Regular wheat flour, spelt, oats, whatever the case might be. We had discussed the fact that if the cake or cookies is classified as part of the bread family, right? And then they would not require a separate bracha. Which cakes are classified as the bread family is a separate discussion. I'm not going to get into that right now. It's a little bit more on the complicated side. We hope Ezra Hashem to go through that also. So even if a product is definitely not classified in the bread family, right, and it's being eaten to satiate oneself, an extra bracha would not be required. Even if it's a quote-unquote, we'll say, well, this cake or these cookies are not part of the quote-unquote bread family, which we'll see what that is, Bezras Hashem. But if you're eating it because I'm still a little bit hungry, I'm still eating it, you know, I want to be filled up a little bit more, whatever. So then definitely one would not make an extra bracha in that case. So if the product is definitely not classified as, even if the product is not classified as bread, if it's eaten to satiate, an extra bracha would not be required. So for example, let's say something like apple pie, cherry pie, apple pie, these type of things, according to all views, pretty much would not be classified as bread. There are basically three conditions. It needs to have a filling, which apple pie has, right? Number one. Number two, the dough itself has to be sweet, made out of, you know, from honey, sugar, which it does. And usually it's a very thin dough, like either crunchy dough or, brittle dough where it could just fall apart, these type of things, which is usually what a pie has. So those are the three conditions pretty much. But even in such a case, however, right, often people are particularly still a little bit hungry, or they're still eating this pie, this apple pie or cherry pie for a little bit of fulfillment. So at the conclusion of their meal. So if that's taka the case, right, if that's taka the case, then an extra bracha would not be required. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. And that's even if it's for dessert. So you'll say, well, apple pie has nothing to do with the bread family, number one. Number two, it's for dessert, so what's the problem? No, but if I'm still a little bit hungry and I'm still eating it as for satiation, sustenance, or whatever the case is, so then one would not make a bracha even in that case. The Paiskim do advise, though, that since in many cases making a bracha for cake in general, eaten during a meal, is a questionable situation in general, which, again, we'll see some more cases as we go down the road. But one should have specific intent when making the hamoitzi. So this is what they say, that one should have specific intent when you make the hamoitzi. If you know you'll be eating cake, just have in mind when you make the hamoitzi to exempt any cake or cookies that they might subsequently eat during the course of the meal. And by doing that, at least you have that to rely on. I made the hamoitzi and I had in mind with the hamoitzi. Usually having in mind won't help. Like, well, I'm getting chocolate at the end of the meal, I'll have in mind by the hamoitzi. That won't help, right? I'm going to eat whatever the case is. I'm going to take a sugar cube, so I'll have in mind the sugar cube when I make the hamoitzi. That doesn't help. But it will help in a case in time when it's one of the five grains, because it's very that is very close. Something made out of wheat flour or spelt or whatever, cake or cookie, these type of things. So that's it's already very close to the being actual bread itself. Obviously, it's not bread, but it's a lot closer to being bread than a chocolate chip, you know, or a piece of chocolate or a sugar cube or something along those lines, or even a potato chip, if you want to say. But something that's made out of regular flour, spelt, or whatever, and especially if it's like a cake type of a thing, so that's much, much closer. So having in mind the hamoitzi, one should have specific intent when making the hamoitzi to exempt any cake or cookies that they made subsequently eat during the course of the meal, and that will definitely make things much easier. These halachas are brought down in the Halachas of Brachas by Rabbi Adner on page 96. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Brachah Kol Tuv.